Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Say, who's calling at 6 o'clock in the morning? Hello. Yes. Who? Oh, well, yes. Just a second, please. It's for Aunt Effie.
Oh my! I thought it would be. I'll be right down.
Oh yeah, hold on, will you? She'll be right here. Yeah. Oh, well, you got a new boyfriend, Aunt Effie, that called you up at 6 o'clock in the morning?
No. I'm sure it's not Aunt.
Oh, Lafayette. What'd you say?
Hello. Yes. Well, that's just fine, yes.
Goodness sakes, who's calling at this hour?
Lafayette.
Oh, don't be funny.
That's what she said.
Oh, yes, well, tell you. You now. Oh, just a minute, hold on. He wants to know how to get out here from where he is.
Who wants to know, Aunt Effie?
Lafayette Smith.
You see, I told you, Lafayette. She didn't believe me, Anna.
Well, we call him Lafe.
Who is he? Why is he calling at this hour?
He's from home. Me and his brother were driving over today, and I asked him to bring my birthday present to you on the truck.
Oh, my birthday. Oh,
well,
I
see. Well, he wants to know how to get here from where he is.
Oh, well, where is he?
Where are you, Nate?
I suppose we better get dressed up with some coffee on.
Oh?
Well, 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't get...
Remember, he's swimming from the telephone booth opposite a bandstand.
That's on the other side of the lake. Yeah. Look, Aunt Effie, tell him to drive west around the lake. Take him about 5 minutes. We're number 13. Mm-hmm. You'll see our name on the mailbox.
Nate, drive west around the lake. You will see the name Piper on the mailbox. It's number 13, Rainbow Lane. Mm-hmm. Turn in that drive in the mailbox. Go about a half a block through the woods till you come to the house. All right, Leif. How's your sciatica? Oh, that's too bad. All right, Leif.
I better fix some breakfast for them, too, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. They probably had breakfast at 4 o'clock when they got up to milk. Well, people still milk cows, you know.
Yeah, I know. I just keep forgetting. Mm. I'm so used to just seeing milk bottles.
Well, I know you're just going to love your birthday present.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry it's a day late.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, my goodness. Look at me. Hair on curlers. Oh, my goodness.
All right, Aunt Effie. I didn't even look at you.
What do you suppose she is giving me? She said last night it was a family heirloom. You don't suppose it's that awful Victorian sideboard, do you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's no sense guessing. We'll soon know.
Tonight on CBS Radio, enjoy another stimulating excursion into the world of current affairs. Hear The World Tonight and Eric Severide's News Analysis. One follows the other regularly on most of these same stations. Both features provide real understanding of what is happening in the news. The World Tonight puts you in direct contact with ace CBS newsmen overseas. These experts tell you what they've seen with their own eyes and what they've heard with their own ears. Along with their own on-the-spot reports, they're likely to bring you lively interviews with the very people who are making the news. On Eric Severide's News Analysis, you get the considered judgment of a man who knows world affairs inside out. Tonight and every weekday evening on CBS Radio, probe beneath the surface of the news with Eric Severide, whose news analysis of any news development lends insight into the story of our times.
For Pete's sake, haven't Aunt Effie's friends arrived yet? It only takes 5 minutes from where they were when they called.
Yes, dear, she's out there with them. I'm not supposed to look until they get whatever the surprise is carried into the house.
Oh.
Lafayette's brother, by the way, is apparently named Wellington.
Wellington? Lafayette and Wellington Smith.
Wellington Smith, yeah. Okay, I'm just frantic, Aunt Effie's going to give me that hideous Victorian sideboard. She said it was a big, heavy thing.
Darling, it couldn't be a sideboard. She said it was something that went in the front hall, didn't she?
Well, there's room in our front hall for any big, heavy thing.
Yeah. Look, is the coffee ready?
Yeah, poison. Honestly, I have been frantic ever since she mentioned she was giving me this wonderful surprise.
Coffee, will you?
I'm getting it for you. Her feelings get so hurt over the slightest thing. But if it's something that just looks hideous in our front hall, then I...
Well, stop worrying about it and give me some coffee. We'll know soon enough what it is. And if it's If it's obviously too big for the front hall and can't go anywhere else, well, we'll just say so.
Well, she's so excited about giving it to me. Well, my goodness, hello.
Gee, what's everybody doing up so early?
Oh, morning, cutie pie.
Well, the birthday present that Aunt Effie's giving me just arrived.
Oh, what is it?
Well, we don't know yet. Zip up your bathrobe now. It's cold around here.
When are we going to move out of this garage and into our new house?
Just as soon as possible, Betsy. Now, we're doing it gradually. A few more days.
I thought we were going to be moved in by Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm doing the best I can, dear. I didn't want to move everything in until we got as much of the painting and papering done as possible.
Come on, see it! Oh, you're surprised at this beautiful window,
dear.
Good morning, Aunt Effie. Where is it?
Well, come on, look. We put it in the front hall.
All right, come on. Let's go see. No. This way. Betsy's got her bathrobe on, so we better go through the kitchen.
Come on, Betsy. Come on. Go through the kitchen here now.
Wait for you. I told Martha I said this would be just perfect for the new house.
Uh-huh.
You love antiques.
I know. You got me so curious.
Good morning.
Oh, this is my nephew and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Piper, and Mrs. Lafayette in Wellington.
How do you do?
Well, now, you're standing right in front of it. Get out of the way.
Well.
What is it?
Well, it's a hat rack, Betsy. Well, my goodness, Aunt Effie.
Well, they don't call it a hat rack exactly, dear. It's really called a hall settle, isn't it, ladies?
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. Hall settle. We have one of them things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you like it?
Well, my God, dear.
Oh, yes, goodness.
Oh, I love it, Aunt Effie. It's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Can I sit on it?
Oh, yes, dear. We always sat on it to put our glasses on when I was a little girl. Well, we still do. Oh, dear. Now it's yours. If you hear that, the seat part opens up like this. That's where you can put your overshoes and things.
Oh, my, look. Isn't that nice?
Oh, yes, my goodness.
Oh, we can hang on a hat and things that stick out on the side, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
What are those things?
Those are horns, Betsy. Real elk horns.
Oh, Daddy, look. These are real elk horns.
Well, Mother used to say those antlers were real duck catchers, but we just love them. Oh, my goodness. You remember seeing this in our front hall at home?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I certainly do.
Well, it was all antique, so, and my grandmother bought this when she was first married. Well, I wanted to give you something for your new home, dear. Something that really means a great deal to me.
Yes, well, I just don't feel right taking something that's really a family heirloom.
What?
Something that means so much to you, Aunt Effie. Really,
yes, exactly.
Oh, well, now. Now, that's all right. I want you to have it.
Oh, look, Mommy. I can stand on the seat part and see myself in the mirror up here.
Yes.
Well, why they don't make these anymore is beyond me. They are so convenient. Everything in one place. A place for your overshoes, a place to hang your things, and a mirror to see how your hat looks.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly as that can be. What kind of wood is this made of, Aunt Effie? I don't seem to
know. I don't know what kind of wood that is. You made?
Yeah.
Well, what kind is it?
Stained oak, they call it. Stained oak.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'd forgotten. That is genuine stained oak. And I think that sort of golden brown is just lovely.
Yes, well, I love it, Aunt Effie. Really, I do. It's just not the only thing.
Yes.
Well,
I think I know what she's concerned about, Aunt Effie. You see, the spinet piano is going to be in the front hall here, too, under the staircase there, and that is walnut.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, maybe they just won't look well together.
Walnuts,
well, you can certainly mix wood, dear.
Well, I don't know.
And if you're worried about the walnut piano looking nice with the stained oak, why don't we just have Latham while he moves the piano into the garage right now?
Oh, my goodness, Aunt Effie. Why, they don't have to do that. I mean, the piano is heavy. And we shouldn't ask your friend.
Oh, you don't mind at all, do you, Lace?
Nope. Ain't nothing we wouldn't do for Effie. She's a solid ear.
Oh, now, Lace, stop the flattery. And come on, I'll show you where the piano is.
Can I watch them move the piano in?
Yes, dear. Run along. What am I going to do? I didn't even want the piano moved in until I got this hall papered. And all my lovely Williamsburg paper. And then this ugly yellow-brown monstrosity with all these elk horns or antlers all over. I just feel a little sick. What do I do? I can't bear to hurt Aunt Effie's feelings.
Look, tell her it won't look right with the paper. Use that for an excuse. Tell her anything but get rid of it. Why? People would think we were crazy having this eyesore in the front hall, if I was saying.
I don't know what I'm going to say, but I will have to think of something.
Hey,
everybody. For Pete's sake. What's happened?
Hi, dear. You're home early. I'm in the kitchen.
What has happened? The garage is cleaned out slick as a whistle.
Well, we have moved in, dear. Come on up in the kitchen here. We moved in. Lafayette and Wellington did it.
Are you kidding? You mean all the furniture, the boxes, the beds?
Everything? What a day. And you might as well forget about the hairdress. We will have to keep it, dear.
Keep it? Keep
well, that. I couldn't think of anything to say, dear. I mean, I just couldn't think of
it. Thought you were going to tell her that it wouldn't go with the paper.
Well, I did, so she had the wallpaper, the front hall, to show me that it would.
Why? So those two old guys put on the wallpaper? How's it look?
Lovely.
It does?
Yes.
No, dear.
They're now finishing up the wallpaper in the dining room. And Effie wants it all fixed up for Thanksgiving. She has worked them to pieces all day. And they look like slow pokes, but they work like grease lightning and do everything beautifully.
Well, what's the angle?
Well, I am so glad you're home. We have got to pay them something. I just don't know what to give them. I mean, you don't can't let them do this.
No, of course.
Nothing.
Look,
you know, I mean,
we have got to say something about that hatback while they're still here with the truck to take it back now.
Well, you do it then. I can't.
Surprise! You're all moved in.
Yes. My golly, so I see, Aunt Effie. There they are. Say, I don't know how to thank both of you. I'm sort of speechless here coming home and finding all this work done. We certainly want to pay you something for this and...
Pay us? Well, me and my brother wouldn't take no money for this.
Oh, no. Now, look here. It would have cost us plenty to have some movers come out here and move the stuff in. Say nothing of all the wallpapering you did. You know, I think...
Oh, we wouldn't take a penny. Glad to do it for Effie. She comes out to our place, does all the cooking when we got the threshers there.
Oh, they're bachelors, Nathan Welly. And when it's threshing time, I go out about 30 threshers there, and I do the cooking for about 3 days.
Well, look, it just doesn't seem right not paying them. I mean, I haven't gotten something for nothing for so long.
Well, that's the trouble with you city folks. You forget how to be neighbors. Out our way, we'd do something for somebody, and they do something for us. Works out fine.
Well, I know, but we haven't done anything for you.
Well, you're Effie's kinfolk. And if she thinks so much of you to give up something that means so much to her, well, that's enough for us. Come on, Willie. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Lily, I got some nice flatbread for you. See what I mean? Is it worth hurting Aunt Effie's feelings just because we're worried about what other people will think of us for having that thing in the front hall?
No, it is not. We'll keep it. I'm going to be humans are funny, aren't we? We worry about something because somebody might say, where did you get that monstrosity?
Yeah, I don't know why we worry. You know, all we have to say is, why, my dear, didn't you know? It's the latest thing to have one of these. They're very rare, and we had a terrible time finding
them. Yeah, sure, and then they'll go crazy trying to find one just like it.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Dwight Marfield, and is produced by Walter Hart. Listen in tomorrow to The Couple Next Door. This is Dan McDonald speaking.